County AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Yet another mass shooting in California.
This is a devastating tragedy for this community.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus, after seven people were killed by one suspect at least two separate farms in the northern Half Moon Bay community. CBS's Nichelle Medina.
Police found four victims shot and killed and a fifth wounded at the Magic Mushroom Farm. Three more victims who were killed were discovered at another business about a mile away. The suspected shooter, 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, was arrested roughly 2 hours later in a sheriff's substation parking lot. The sheriff's office says the weapon used in the attacks was found in his car.
Investigators are working on a motive. The shootings come just days after 11 people were killed when a gunman opened fire at a dance hall near L.A. Brendan Say wrestled the gun from the shooter.
Some of these people I know personally. They come to our studio. It's a tight-knit community, and I hope they could heal from this tragic event.
Gunman killed himself. There's no motive there yet either. For the first time, Tyre Nichols' family has watched police body cam footage of his death after he was arrested in Memphis this month. His mother, Rovon Wells, takeaway.
He was less than 80 yards away when they murdered him. Yes, I said murder.
A family attorney says it shows the 29-year-old FedEx worker being shocked, pepper sprayed, and restrained after police pulled him over. Five of the officers involved have been fired. Thousands of homes and businesses across Massachusetts have no electricity after heavy, wet snow and freezing rain downed trees and power lines. John Lowen lives in Worcester County.
Well, I don't know what we'll eat. I guess we'll have some cold supper because the power's out. But we can't complain. It's almost the end of January, and this is the first real snow we've had.
More than 120,000 customers have no power throughout New England right now. Four members of the Oath Keepers have been found guilty of sedition in the January 6th attack, and the man who was photographed putting his feet on then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk has also been convicted of disrupting Congress and other crimes. The Taylor Swift Ticketmaster fiasco makes it to Capitol Hill today.
I have this thing where I get over.
A Senate Judiciary panel will open a hearing on massive problems that shut down sales for the singer's upcoming tour. Committee Chair Amy Klobuchar says lack of competition is a problem.
In most competitive markets, if you mess up like that, people decide to fly in a different airline or they decide they're going to go to a different store. With Ticketmaster, because they're a monopoly, for most concerts, there is just one choice.
S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 29. Today, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Chance for snow. Tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, Dave Nywert, the investigative journalist and staff writer over at Daily Kos. He's the author of Red Pill, Blue Pill, How to Counteract the Conspiracy Theories That Are Killing Us. DailyKos.com is the website, and also dNywert, NIWERT.blogspot.com. Twitter handle, David Nywert, NIWERT. And Dave, welcome back to the program. You've written a couple of pieces here that I find absolutely fascinating. In particular, this one about the Patriot Front members in Idaho who are basically blowing off the courts. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, we had the big arrests in June, on June 11th over at Coeur d'Alene, of the 31 Patriot Front marchers who showed up to try to raise hell at the Pride in the Park parade and event that they've had for 30 years in Coeur d'Alene without any incidents. And, you know, they arrested these 31 guys out of the back end of a U-Haul. And they came from all over the country. And it's a recent case because they're right now only facing state charges, state-level charges from Coeur d'Alene City prosecutors. And what they did was actually, it was a federal offense, crossing state lines to a conspiracy to riot, crossing state lines. And so I think a lot of folks are wondering, you know, why.
Is this Merrick Garland being reluctant to go after hardcore right-wingers?
I don't think this is Merrick Garland. I think this is actually the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boise or Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, so they've got some right winger in that off? Or Biden appointee?
I think there could be very good reasons for not doing it if they felt they didn't have a solid case, mm-hmm. or a strong enough case. Then, as we've seen in many previous cases, including like the Bundys of Malheur, losing these cases in federal court has a really basically the catastrophic effect of actually encouraging and inflaming them. Mm-hmm. It's possible that the U.S. Attorney's Office has chosen to try to offer as much support for the local prosecutors to try to get as stiff a sentence as they possibly can through Kootenai County court process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, you do what you can to fight these guys. I'm reluctant to second guess it, but, I think that there is some very serious concern that these guys are, basically at every step of the way, they've felt empowered to do. They feel they're bulletproof, the Patriot Front guys. Mm-hmm. And none of them have actually faced any serious legal consequences for this, other than the prosecutions in Coeur d'Alene. And even that, they're just, they only have to come in through Zoom. They may wind up just paying fines and doing probation.
Right. So so from there, I'd like to move to this other piece that you wrote about powers. This is also in Daily Kos. Power station substation attacks often fit into neo-fascist terrorism blueprint, but sometimes they don't. Here, you know, I live in Portland, and in our neighborhood, as it were, this part of the Pacific Northwest, we've had a number of these attacks on power facilities. Yep. Some of them appear to have been right-wing, inspired by right-wingers. And then you've got, you know, these guys who... this really rather pathetic case of this fellow who was apparently his wife was 8 months pregnant and he was out of work and he didn't have money. And so they thought that if they shot up the substation, it would kill the local power. And then without power, he could break into a local store and steal money and their alarm system wouldn't be working. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just kind of shows, I mean, that whole story, of course, has happened in Puyallup, which is south of Seattle, just in, sort of in the Tacoma area. And it's a little due east of Tacoma. And these two guys from Puyallup, they basically came up with this scheme of, you know, committing burglaries with the power stations shot out. So they shut out four power stations and, got caught pretty easily. You know, they weren't exactly the sharpest tools in the shed. Yeah. And so...
But they were imitating the right wingers. I mean, this is these right wingers setting the stage for this is probably the larger issue that we should be concerned with, isn't it?
Yeah. That's actually the bigger issue is that the right now right wing extremists have been demonstrating, you know, this ongoing interest in attacking the infrastructure in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a group of neo-Nazis that was busted two Decembers ago, late December 2021, early 2022, who were, these guys were planning to attack the power grid infrastructure to come over to Portland, actually, to commit assassinations of their political enemies. And that, fortunately, the FBI was very proactive in that case and caught those guys before they ever did anything.
Right.
And they're now all doing federal prison time. But the thing is, there have been this. That was a case where they didn't actually attack stations. And what we have seen is that since June of this year, with an attack in the town of Morton, which is just outside, sort of up by in the Mount St. Helens area.
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody shot out a power station, and we've seen we've had a whole string of attacks like this. One of them was at the Clackamas Dam power station, or was it one of the Clackamas substations? And throughout the Northwest, we've seen a string of them, and they tend apparently. The investigators aren't giving us details of what. What it is they're attacking, which pieces of equipment they're targeting, although I think it's pretty fair to presume that the primary piece that they're targeting is just the transformers themselves, as we saw.
If they can drain out the cooler, then they melt down, essentially.
And it brings the system down. But there are other pieces of equipment, and this is all being laid out for them in this manual that's being distributed among right-wing extremists, neo-Nazi accelerationist types. who we monitor on Telegram and in other places, making their terrorism plans.
So they believe online. if they shut down enough power systems that the American people will say, okay, I guess the government can't provide us with power anymore, and so we're going to tear down the government. But more than half of the electricity in the United States is privatized to begin with. I mean, it certainly is here in the Pacific Northwest. Right. I don't understand the logic. Are these guys living in a bizarro world, or is there actually some strategy that they're trying to employ that has worked someplace else in the past?
No. Well, Tom, what we're just talking about here is really the generic motivation of all domestic terrorists, which is that their intention isn't necessarily that they hope that in their wildest dreams that they will spark the great race war or something like that. Mm-hmm. But their larger strategy is to hollow out society from within, make people feel that the government no longer can protect them, no longer can provide them the security, no longer can keep the lights on.
Right.
At that point, you just push the system over and right. offer to replace it with an autocratic system run by plutocrats, which is what is actually looming over us right now.
Right.
Anyway,
we will make the trains run on time, as Mr. Mussolini used to
say. Do what Mr. Trump says, or what Mr. Musk says.
Yeah, there you go. Dave Nywert, investigative journalist, staff writer at the Daily Kos, author of Red Pill, Blue Pill, How to Counteract the Conspiracy Theories That Are Killing Us, and dnywert.blogspot.com. David, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
My pleasure. And keep up the great work there on Daily Kos.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment at 16 minutes past the hour. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now! Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Just a quick note here. Nancy Braun is writing over at commondreams.org. We need housing for people to live in, not for corporations to invest in. Amen, Nancy. I've written about this numerous times. I rant about it regularly. But she points out that there's the home availability is decreasing, homelessness is increasing, and there is a relationship between these two things. And one of the reasons that there are fewer and fewer homes available to buy every year in the United States, thus driving up real estate prices, is because these giant corporations are coming in and buying homes and turning them into rental properties. She notes, according to the Wall Street Journal, in 2021, 200 corporations are aggressively purchasing tens of thousands of homes and even entire neighborhoods and jacking up the rents. For example, a BlackRock creation called Invitation Homes merged with another outfit as of 2021. This conglomerate owned 80,000 rental homes. In 2012, this outfit, also known as the Treehouse Homes, went on a buying spree where they were purchasing $150 million worth of homes every week, up to $10 billion. There is no plan to deal with this at the federal level, and we need one. This should not be the case. Housing is a human need, and it should be recognized as such rather than just a speculative purchase. And let's put that into law. It seems like this is the time to do it. Let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Going back to Charles Sauer, I wish we could do something or call these people out when they make these vague statements about how people want Biden to stop what Biden is doing and stop Biden spending and all this stuff, but Biden doesn't set the spending.
Oh, it's Congress.
And, yeah, and but they keep getting away with this. They, you know, they keep putting all this on Biden as if Biden himself is.
Well, it's because there's a presidential election coming in less than 2 years.
I know, but if we could stop letting them get away with it by saying, you know, what specifically did Biden do?
Right.
You know, and they just make these lies, these sweeping lie statements, and they keep getting away with it, and people believe them. So
yeah.
That's my comment.
Well, I get it, and I understand, Clay, and probably I should have called Charles out on that, but there was just so much there. But, Clay, thank
sure,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good talking
All
to
right.
you. Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I live about 80 miles from El Paso, Texas. Beto O'Rourke used to be my city councilman for 8 years before he became a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a disturbing report yesterday on the television, or actually on the internet. Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners, you know, Dakota Access fame, that pipeline, highly contested pipeline that made national news, is suing Beto O'Rourke for slander, libel, and business disparagement. Have you heard about that?
I did. I read the story about it yesterday, day before yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, you might have read that Kelsey Warren, you know, he's great friends with our governor, gave them $1 million. He's being sued, for those that didn't see it, by Warren, because he had a campaign ad in November saying that Warren gave $1 million to Abbott while we were freezing out here, and he has a gas pipeline company,
right,
a huge one. And he's claiming that he's not a public figure. For those that don't know, a public figure is something like a politician or someone that's been in the news so much.
Yeah.
That
well, technically,
that
I'm a public figure, you know, public.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Public figures can't sue for libel, basically. And so yeah. he's well, claiming well, that as just an average billionaire, he's not a public figure. He, you know, he may have a case.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why real quickly. Two reasons. First off, because of all the publicity he's gotten over the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Right.
And two huge controversial pipelines here in Texas, he is, and I got sued similarly in federal court in 1998 by a sludge dumping company, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled, in after we appealed the lower court decision, that this company was a public figure and had to prove actual malice.
Well, let's hope that that's how it plays out. Bill, thanks for the call.
Program, call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the civic media app. It's a new year. here, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs level off around 29. Today, under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Chance for snow. Tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackamake, to suicide.
The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Gordon, listening to us on SiriusXM in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was a caller that called in regarding, classified documents and the National Archives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've heard a lot of callers and I've read a lot of tweets and stuff that people think that the National Archives is responsible for every document that's sent out, you know, classified documents sent out. And actually, they're not. I was in the United States Navy during Vietnam, and one of my jobs, I was a submarine broadcast operator. And also, I worked in my last assignment. I worked in an intelligence gathering unit.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line, each unit that received classified documentation had their own procedures on how to deal with that document, how to file it, how to destroy it, how to simulate it, all of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
So. I mean, for example, in the 90s, you know, back at the time in the Navy, when I was in the Navy, they had, you know, teletype machines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So SIMPAT fleet sends out a top secret to all commands. Well, you know, it's probably about 2,000 units that might receive that, you know. And each one was, and each unit or command had its own thing. We had something called a DNC-5, which was called the Communications Bible, you know, and it also had procedures. So the National Archives was not going to go around and take every document that's been sent out.
That's just where they go to retire, basically.
Right. You know, I mean, I guess if somebody goes in like a library and gets one, and you know, maybe they want to see something top secret that was declassified in 1970 or something, they can go check it out. Then if they have to bring it back, then they have to do that. But, you know, but they don't have to worry that these documents are just floating around, and, you know, because the people are very irresponsible. We have one chief, petty officer. It was his job to take those files, and if he had to destroy them, he would destroy them, he'd file them, and then declassify them. He did all of that. So it's not like, you know, these documents just floating around.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Gordon. And I think that there's no there. As Joe Biden said, I'm not at all concerned about Biden's, mishandling classified documents. I am extremely concerned about Donald Trump stealing them and selling them to the Saudis and the Russians. And or the possibility of that happening. I'm not asserting that that's what's going on, but I'm still wondering why his family got $2 billion. There's something skeezy going on there. Gordon, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Bob in San Jose, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yes. What I was going to call about was you were talking about the people that were attacking power substations.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually different groups doing that. One of the gang at Shoot Straight, you were talking about some. We had one happen here in South San Jose, or actually just south of San Jose. It's called Metcalf Road, and you can look it up. It happened several years ago, but they took off manhole cover, cut a fiber optic cable that they knew was there, and then they attacked the transformers.
Hmm.
This is a major node on the grid. And would have darkened or put about half of the South Bay Area in darkness for a long time, because we're talking about transformers that weigh many tons that are very difficult to even move.
Right, much less replace.
Right. And they say this was a commando-style thing, and it was very lucky that they didn't hit quite the right things, but they tried.
Yeah.
And this is something different than... Have to be careful, because as I say, it's not only the guys that think they're going to shut off burglar alarms, but there's another group, small, but they're there that have military tactics.
Oh, and I have encountered these guys in my lifetime. I mean, you know, when I lived in Michigan when I was a teenager in my early 20s, I knew guys in the Michigan militia, and they believed that if they could bring down society, they could rebuild a new society in the ashes of the old. And then I also knew people, you know, who I knew from SDS who went off and became left-wing anarchists, and they also thought if they could tear down society, they could rebuild it. And both of these groups were equally and are equally deluded. I mean, you know, if you want to change society, there are ways you can do that. But, you know, blowing up substations is not one of them. Bob, thank you for your contribution to the conversation. Pete in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Pete, what's on your mind today?
I'm not Pete, I'm Keith.
Oh, Keith, I'm sorry. Okay. I'll fix that. So what's on your mind, Keith?
Let me say that I wanted to talk about freedom. How the right wing, especially the intellectuals, lionize freedom and pay no attention to equal opportunity. I think we need ideas that would feed an equal opportunity, improvements in equal opportunity, like better education, free college, maybe a maximum wage.
Good public transportation.
With inheritance taxes. The big ideas, I just want your impression on those ideas in particular.
I agree with you, and this was FDR's position, was that, you know, what we're doing by building infrastructure across the United States, and ultimately Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican president, completely agreed with him and expanded that with the Eisenhower Interstate Highway System. That by building, you know, physical infrastructure, by building intellectual infrastructure, the WPA built thousands of schools, tens of thousands of schools, in fact, across the United States, or over 10,000 anyway. And that what we are doing is we're creating the soil in which business can plant its roots. I mean, business requires this kind of infrastructure. Business requires an educated workforce. Business requires consumers who are making enough money that they can buy products because they have a certain skill set. And that's one of the jobs of government, is to provide that, is to provide that infrastructure for the both the intellectual and the physical infrastructure for a nation to work. And that's something that the right wing billionaires, the libertarians, don't seem to understand, which, you know, continuously baffles me. But that's, you know, that's the very much the case.
Okay, well, I wanted to say, you know, how does that affect equal opportunity?
Well, opportunity, you know, opportunity is there or it's not. I mean, you know, discrimination, of course, diminishes the equality of opportunity, but you can't even discriminate if opportunity doesn't exist in the first place. I'm not making sense.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Keith. Laurie in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Laurie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I have a lot of things on my mind, and as always, it comes down to the swing of the pendulum. When the Republicans are in power, they change all the rules by holding back the pendulum, and they stack the Supreme Court and give corporations rights they shouldn't have. They give power to Second Amendment, including, you know, individuals carrying weapons of war. They systematically got the Civil Rights Act, so voting is a factor. Rewriting abortion laws to reflect their own religious values, like Sharia law, which we don't have in this country. I think that Biden has to put the swing back in the pendulum before it's too late. Earlier, somebody had mentioned that we should act now. And you said, well, unfortunately, we respond rather than anticipate. Mm-hmm. I think it's time that we anticipate worse. My proposition, if I may, is at the State of the Union, Biden needs to identify all these rights that the Supreme Court has altered on its own out of whole cloth.
Yep.
And he needs to do this forthrightly, and then he needs to announce that he is going to add 6 more justices immediately to give the rights back to the American people. These rights were taken away.
I would love that. I guarantee you he's not going to do it. And you'll recall when Barack Obama tried to point out that the Citizens United decision was basically handing governance in the United States over to the billionaires, Sam Alito sat in the front row and mouthed, "You lie," at Barack Obama.
No. I know, and that was so offensive. It's time. There is no other time. Yeah. It needs to be done, and if they don't understand this situation in our country, the Supreme Court is literally gutting hundreds of years of progress.
I agree. I completely agree with you, Lori, and I would love to see the president do what you're saying. I can guarantee you it's not going to happen, but I would love to see it happen. Thank you for the call. Ted in Chicago. Hey, Ted, what's up? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hey, Tom, thank you for this valuable platform. Hey, just wanted to say that I, as an independent contractor, I ended up putting in close to 80% of my Social Security, and that is so meager. You know, and I can't believe that people will talk about so easily talk about cutting Social Security that I work so hard for. There's never talk about cutting public sector pensions, Tom. Do people even understand the difference between a retirement plan and a public sector pension? Where, here's an example. Joe, who works for your suburb and picks up the dog poop, cleans up the parks, you know, noble guy, does some stuff, ends up making maybe 50 to 75K a year, retires with, you know, it could be close to 100% of his highest salary for the rest of his life paid for by our property taxes. And they're talking about cutting my 20 G's a year Social Security, where I put in 80% as an independent contractor. Why is there no talk? I talked to my representatives, and I've emailed you, and you said to call me, so here I am, and I appreciate it. How can we talk about cutting Social Security and Medicare that I worked my you-know-what off my whole life and put in close to 80% without talking about the gravy train that is public sector pensions, where people get almost 100% of their highest salary, where they got paid for their career while they were doing it.
The reason, in answer to your question, Ted, the reason why public sector pensions are so generous is because the public sector is the most unionized sector in the United States. And the unions have negotiated those programs. But public sector pensions and Social Security are completely different things. So,
they shouldn't be.
Well, you know, yeah, I don't disagree. And in fact, there's, you know, the Social Security law specifically exempts a lot of public sector employees. Therefore, they get these pension programs.
Tom?
Yeah, go ahead.
Want to hear the big answer, Tom? Is public sector pensions start from the top down with the lawmakers.
Okay.
They get them, right? Talk about the beautiful ones they get. And then all the way down to Joe, the poop collector.
Yeah, you know? There you go. Ted, thank you. Yeah, George Santos apparently told his roommate back a couple of years ago that if he could get just one term in Congress, he'd have a pension for the rest of his life and he'd have free health care. Actually, it takes 5 years in Congress to get those things. But, it does start at the top. Ted, thanks for the call. It's 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. We'll be right back. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your... Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Remy in Snohomish, Washington. Hey, Remy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I called today because I wanted to talk about the recent episode of Real Time with Bill Maher. Did you catch it?
I did not. So what did he say? Or what did you want to talk about?
Okay, well, it's a good thing because it would have raised your blood pressure. He had Bill Barr, the former attorney general, right, on as his first guest.
Oh, God.
And the people he had at the table with him was a conservative journalist, very right-leaning, and a Republican House of Representatives. And it just seemed like I can't even recognize the show anymore. I was just wondering if you still think it's like a left-leaning show.
Frankly, I haven't watched it in probably 2 years. I haven't been on the show in a long, long time, and I know my sense of it the last time I was on was that I just kind of pissed off Bill. I think he's a brilliant guy. I think he's very, very talented. I have a lot of respect for him as a performer, and he's very thought. You know, he's a smart guy, but he's moved to the right. He's moved sufficiently far to the right of me that I've just kind of moved on. But you know, God bless
him. He's very funny.
Yeah, he is very funny.
I just wish he would have you on more.
Well, it's probably not going to happen. Remy, thanks a lot for the call. Linda in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to put a word in for why the Bible encouraged progressives to look into the Bible as to understand and to strengthen the parts that people that do read the Bible that are end up voting on the right, but they just to get progressives to understand there are really helpful things. Especially when you read it through and you realize we focus on what Jesus said, to love God, love one another, and we realize that we have lots of our residents, it could be 50 million or more that are, have Jewish heritage, and they understand the first five books of the Bible. Some of them read the whole Hebrew Bible, which is the Old Testament. And but you get the fear of God in the first five books, and if you'll look at Numbers, for example, I think it's around.
Okay, 16, Linda, I'm with you. We need to move beyond the Old Testament. I think read Matthew, read the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 25. Karen in Louisville, Karen, I have got 40 seconds. You wanted to correct something?
Yes, I'm a public servant, retiree, and you got that a little earlier. I'm drawing about 50% of what I grossed when I was working.
Right.
And also, since mid-80s, one-third of our retirement plan, the federal employee retirement system, includes Social Security. So we do have to put into that as part of our retirement.
Oh, interesting. So the caller earlier, I confess I know very little about this system, Karen. So the caller earlier was misinformed.
Yeah, and also one-third of it is a 401k plan, so you're heavily having to fund your own retirement as well as what they put in.
Yeah, okay. All righty, Karen, thank you. Thanks for that. Good talking to you. Okay, there's the music. That wraps it up for us. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's so much we have to do between now and November of 2024. Wow. Anyhow, have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, and be good to yourself and the people around you. You're it. Tag, you're it.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877.
Let's face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.